truth matters, however, being up a puzzle test. Puzzle not in the sense that the substance of it is a puzzle, but it's something that almost nobody ever talks about, and never in my experience explains. I'm sure some people have explained it or tried to, but I've not heard them. It occurs in Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul is speaking of our love for the Lord, which his love has no limits and ours is supposed to be unlimited, of course. And then in verse 19, he's got this remarkable statement. So remarkable that I'm quite sure that's the reason people don't try to explain it. They don't know what to say about it. So, speaking about grasping the length and the breadth and the life, height and depth of the love of Christ, he says, until knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond all knowledge, you are filled with the utter fullness of God. That is staggering. That I, puny, would be filled with endless power, love, joy, everything that is good, just beggars your imagination. We can't conceive it. Paul is straining human language to speak of a profound inner communion with the Lord. Now, this text, I've never heard explained. As I said a minute ago, that doesn't mean somebody hasn't done it and maybe done an excellent job, but I haven't heard it. I remember reading a scripture scholar, Max Zurich, writing in his commentary on Ephesians, and I so admire him for what I'm going to share with you. When he came to this text, he was doing a fine job in explaining the letter to the Ephesians, and then he came to this text, and he said so humbly, great to see that in a scholar, so humbly he said, Paul is saying something great, but I really don't know what it is. People like St. Teresa, St. John of the Cross, do know what it is. And it's that remarkable immersion in God, in infused contemplative prayer that goes all the way to what we call the transforming union. And it really fits Paul's text marvelously well. And in the next verse of it, this little passage, Paul reinforces what he's been saying. Glory be to him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Not simply he can do more than we could imagine. If you took 200 years to try to imagine what you'd like to be as a man or a woman, oh, wow. Well, the Lord, says Paul, can do endlessly more than that. Staggering text. And that actually is what comes about in a deepening prayer life. More and more. Even on earth, it comes about. Another reason we should be men and women of a deep prayer life.
For more insight on this topic, join Father Duvet for his series, Sanctuary.